Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, can you knuckleheads not trash the Queen's backyard? The Mirror reports messy campers left the Queen's Balmoral estate littered with lager cans, bottles, and a tent and a campfire over the weekend, angering rangers. 8 empty Carlsberg cans and a bottle of MD 2020 wine, as well as crisp packets and more, were discarded on the grounds of the 50,000-acre estate where Her Majesty takes her summer holidays. A post on Balmoral Castle's Twitter page, accompanied by photos, said, "Please leave no trace when wild camping on the estate. Not like this group. This mess was cleaned up by the Balmoral Rangers." The Mirror also reports the Queen is said to be furious after around 20 staff members told her enough is enough when asked to remain in her Sandringham bubble for 4 weeks over Christmas, it has been reported. Reports claim the staff, understood to include around 20 cleaners and laundry and maintenance workers, have put their foot down and told HRH, enough is enough. An insider told The Sun, "It is absolutely unprecedented. Everybody wants to stay loyal, but they feel they've been pushed too far by being made to isolate from their families for Christmas. Discussions are taking place with the team on operational matters, but it's too early to speculate on the implications for Christmas. Apparently, last year's Christmas preparations didn't run entirely smoothly, with reports the monarch had to ring Prince Harry herself to see if he was coming for dinner. Her Majesty's grandson had been silent on what his plans were, and on receiving the unheard-of phone call in early November, he still waited 2 days before responding to decline the offer of festivities at Sandringham, it is claimed. Soon after, he and wife Meghan Markle announced they were quitting the firm and heading to America. Related, we'll never know.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
In a new documentary, Prince William becomes visibly upset as he is confronted by the scale of the threat to elephants and rhino in a documentary about the future of the planet's wildlife, per The Mirror. He is energized by the enthusiasm of younger generations. The younger generation are wanting more and more people to do stuff and want more action. We've got to speed the pace, somehow put their head above the parapet and say, I care about this, and to have the belief that together we can make a difference. William is anguished over the rhino, which faces extinction partially due to those who collect their horns. It's a mind-blowing number of tusks, it really is. You can't get your head around it. People might see them, think it's a big tank, a big hulk of an animal. They want this horn, which is effectively nail. That is all it is, fingernail. This is where the horn belongs, on a live rhino. That's where it should stay. Kate added, everyone's asking us all to protect the environment. What comes first is actually to care about it. You're not necessarily going to care if you don't know about it. That's why it was so important to come here. My thanks to our protector of the environment, John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.